Well, it's been a bit of an unsettled time in schools recently, of course, forced to close down for the lockdown, and now gradually easing out of it as well. And for the Academy at St James in Ollerton, they've seen quite a few changes recently because they're now taking in Year 1 and Year 6 pupils as part of that easing of lockdown restrictions. Well, they've been compiling a report for us, and in this latest bulletin from the pupils at the Academy at St James, they look at the new school arrangements and also events in the wider world.
This week, reports from the Academy at St James are Alina
and Zayan. This week we talked about what we had seen in the news, with statues being pulled down and people protesting against racism. We learned that the statue was of a person who was involved in slavery.
It was a time when treating people differently because of their skin colour was normal. We think this is wrong. We noticed in the photos that the people of different skin colour were protesting together and working to create positive change and equality. What is our bubble name?
We voted for our name and the winner was United Unicorns. We think it is an appropriate name because being united is about working together even during unusual and tricky times.
Unicorns are magical and mythical, which we like, and they're closely linked to rainbows, which have been an important symbol of the last few months.
Who was Rosa Parks?
In America, white people was considered to be better than anybody else. They were provided with better schools, were given priority at all times, and places like drinking fountains and toilets were separated from signs saying white and coloured.
Rosa Parks grew up seeing white children on school buses while she had to walk. Her school was tiny and she was made to stand up on a bus if a white person got on. In 1955, she decided this was unfair and said no when the bus driver told her to stand up. She was jailed but continued to fight for equality.
Zayan, what has it been like being in school this week?
I only started on Monday because I was having hard times at home, so I came to school to do some learning, and it's kind of been fun for the first week, but now we like have to leave it here until next week. We need to do positive things while we're at school at this time, because it's like a tricky time for all of us. We have to stay 2 meters from our friends, can't play with anyone, and it's just not okay, it's not usual, so it don't feel right.
Alina, how have you found the first week in our new bubble?
It's been like horrible at the first bit because I can't just go out my seat anymore and go to my friends or out. And then also, you know, on the positive side, I think it's been good because I should be grateful because I get to see my friends, I get to do more learning with teachers that are there to help me, but they have to do 2 metres away from me, so they have to do it on whiteboard, so we get used to it. And I also like that still on Friday we have enrichment still, and we still get our break and lunch, and yeah.
Thanks very much to the pupils from the Academy at St James in Ollerton there with the news that's important to them this week.